New Jersey Democratic U.S. Representative Donald Payne Jr., who suffered a heart attack earlier in the month and unfortunately did not recover, passed away during the week. His death means there are now 6 vacant congressional seats, thus reducing the total membership number to 429. Since candidate filing is closed for the regular cycle, and Representative Payne is the only candidate on the ballot for the 10th District Democratic primary, he will posthumously win the nomination contest. According to a story in the New Jersey Globe newspaper, once all candidates are certified for the general election, the Secretary of State will declare the seat vacant. The various Democratic County Party Committee members would then meet in convention to choose a replacement nominee. Governor Phil Murphy has leeway regarding calling a special election for purposes of filling the remainder of the current term. He can schedule a special primary and general within the legal time limits or make the special and regular general concurrent. The 10th District is heavily Democratic, so the party's new nomination process will decide who succeeds the late Congressman Payne. Though only 36 years of age, two-term Kansas Republican Congressman Jake LaTourneur announced that he will retire. The LaTourneur and Payne developments mean a total of 51 seats will be open at the next election, but very few are competitive in the general election. Special elections to fill the vacancies will begin at the end of April and move through the end of June. It appears we have our first candidate announcement in the next election cycle. Alabama U.S. Representative Jerry Carl was defeated for renomination in March. He and Congressman Barry Moore were paired in a new Republican primary for Southern Alabama's 1st District due to a second round of court-ordered redistricting. Mr. Carl has already filed a committee to seek a rematch in 2026. Earlier this week, expelled New York Congressman George Santos announced that he is dropping his independent bid in the state's 1st District. He entered the race, attempting to deny GOP Congressman Nick LaLota re-election. In his statement, Mr. Santos said, quote, "I don't want to split the ticket and be responsible for handing the House to the Dems," unquote. Mr. Santos may be overestimating his ability to draw votes as an independent or minor party candidate. Representative LaLota, in a post on X, said he believes Santos ending his candidacy means he is negotiating a plea bargain to the 23 federal charges he soon faces in trial. In closing, Mr. Santos indicated that, quote, "It's only goodbye for now. I'll be back," unquote. Representative LaLota, in a seat that the new redistricting plan made slightly more Republican, is favored for re-election. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.